Father, come into our midst right now. Refresh our hearts for this, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We went to church this morning at 8:30 in the morning. One of the things that they did at the end of the service is they sang their amen. Last week we talked about this, right? You know, one of those things that we need to do is to be strong in our amen when we talked about prayer. Okay? And I cannot remember the tune now, but the whole congregation stood up and they sang their amen 3 times. And you know, that was a reminder and encouragement that, hey, we got to continue to partner with one another as we pray. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Today I want us to go back. I know I talked about this many times, but to rethink about this again, because we've got 2 more weeks and then we cross over to the new year. And 2 more weeks and we have a new season that is before us. So I'm gonna pull out a couple of things from Joshua once again, and for us to rethink about. Because I believe that God wants to challenge each one of us. All right? And today what I want to do is just throw out a whole lot of questions. Okay? For us to think about, certain areas for us to think about, so that God can prepare us for the new year. So you know the story, you know, Joshua chapter 1, Moses is gone, Joshua comes to power, and he's given this authority, and then God tells him, this is what I want you to do. I want you to cross over into the promised land, lead the people, take the land, and I will be with you. And he tells Joshua, all right, make sure you don't let this book of the law depart from you. You got to meditate on it day and night, all right? And that's what you need to do. And I want to start off in verse 10 of chapter 1, Joshua chapter 1, verse 10 says this. So Joshua, read with me. So Joshua ordered the officers of the people, go through the camp and tell the people, get your supplies ready. 3 days from now, you will cross the Jordan here to go in and take possession of the land the Lord your God is giving you for your own. 3 days' time, you will cross. There are 3 things I want us to think about today. Number one, now in 2 weeks' time, we cross over to the new year. But I don't think that it is just a calendar year that the Lord is taking us through. As we, you know, come to our 10th anniversary, there will be a season of crossing over. There's this new thing that God wants to do in our life. And as we think about that, okay, it's not good enough for us to say, hey, God's going to do something new. All right? And then everybody say, amen, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Not good enough. Okay? Because we need to go through, number one, the first thing that I want us to think about is preparation. The preparation that needs to be done. Joshua told the officers to tell the people, all right, go through the camp, tell everybody, get your supplies ready. Or in some versions, it says, get your provisions ready. So there needs to be a gathering and accumulation of stuff, provision, supplies, that's going to take you into the promised land. Because in 3 days' time, Joshua tells the people, in 3 days' time, we cross over. Now, the Lord is taking us as a church, and I believe also as individuals, through a new season. And a lot of times, you know, we all like ride roller coaster. You know, how many have been roller coaster? You enjoy going to a roller coaster? Okay, the roller coaster ride is this. You get on, you get strapped on, and then they take you up the, what do you call that? The track. Okay? To the highest point, and then you come down. Right? Now, those of you who didn't have taken a roller coaster, what do you do, on your ride up? You got, you got 20 seconds, maybe 30 seconds, depending on how high the ride is. Pray. What do you do? Prepare your heart. Okay, I'm ready for this. Now, when you strap on, there's nothing you can do about it anymore. I mean, you're in. Right? You cannot say, once the roller coaster starts moving, you cannot say, hey, I chicken out. This is not for me. You are committed to it. Now, the first thing that you need to do is, there's something that's inside that you need to prepare. Okay? Some of us who are a little bit more cheeky one, will try to scare other people. Coming already, But there needs to be an inward preparation, Because of the anticipation of something that's going to happen suddenly. If I tell you that suddenly, you won't know it, but it will definitely come. This is what's going to happen. For sure, you need to prepare yourself. And the first thing to prepare is inside. Your heart, your emotions. In fact, your spirit. Because if not, we're going to come down and we're like, I don't know. People say you leave your heart behind somewhere. Heart fall down. Okay? And that's what's going to happen. Hey, what happened? We need to anticipate and learn to enjoy the ride. For some reason, we like to scare ourselves. People like to scare ourselves. Okay? I don't think that's what the Lord wants us to do. Let's go and scare ourselves. Okay? You got to come out enjoying what God has for you. And that comes with the preparation of the heart. And besides that, Joshua tells the people, get your supplies. Now, you're not going to ready your supplies if you're not prepared to go. How many of you, you got to go somewhere and you don't pack until the last minute? Why? Because you don't really want to go. I have to pack. But the majority of you, I know, you don't pack because you're lazy. But hey, there are times whereby, when our heart is not ready, we don't do anything about it. You know what I'm talking about? You don't do anything about it because inwardly, you don't anticipate that thing. But when you anticipate, when you're looking forward to it, 1 month before, you already pack. 1 month before, you already come out with a list of what are the things that you want to take for this journey. Right? Prepare your supplies. Now, prepare your heart. What are some of the things that we need to gear up in order to enter? Now, it could be the Lord is challenging us that there are certain things we have to leave behind. Change your schedule. Can't take everything right into the promised land. Well, I don't know. But when there's a new season, sometimes some things have to go. Some things have to come along with you. Some things have to be left behind. And we need to ask the Lord to help us. What are the supplies that we need to take in? What are the things that we need to take in? Our schedule, our activities. Maybe the things that we haven't, you know, left in the cupboard somewhere, we got to dig it out. Because, hey, these guys have been wandering in the wilderness for 40 years. And perhaps one of the things that they need to take out now and start polishing and sharpening is their sword. Haven't been fighting for 40 years, right? Just walking around the wilderness. Okay? Kept aside. You need to take that out. You need to take your spear and your javelin and your, you know, your shield and start polishing it, sharpening it. Maybe those are some of the things that God is reminding us. Now, I'm throwing you questions so that we can go back, think about this and say, God, what are the things that perhaps has been left behind because I've been wandering around in the wilderness? I mean, not that your life is, you know, in the wilderness. I hope not. But there is a new season coming. There are certain things I have to take out and get ready. These are the supplies, the things that I will need to enter in. Certain things have to be left behind. These are the things that have to be left behind. There is a process of preparation. Get your stuff. In 3 days, we're going to cross. Number two. Let's go down and read on. Verse 12. Ready? One to go. But to the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh, come on, Joshua said, remember the command that Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave you. The Lord your God is giving you rest and has granted you this land. Your wives, your children, and your livestock may stay in the land that Moses gave you east of the Jordan, but all your fighting men, fully armed, must cross over ahead of your brothers. You are to help your brothers until the Lord gives them rest, as He has done for you, and until they too have taken possession of the land that the Lord your God is giving them. After that, you may go back and occupy your own land, which Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave you east of the Jordan towards the sunrise. Okay. And we see, let's move on to chapter 3. Okay. Just want to read that and then we'll come back to that passage. Again. Chapter 3. All right. So chapter 2, you know, Joshua sent some spies in. Chapter 3 is when they cross. All right. Verse 1, early in the morning, Joshua and all the Israelites set out from Shittim and went to the Jordan where they camped before crossing over. After 3 days, the officers went throughout the camp, giving orders to the people. When you see the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, your God, and the priests who are Levites carrying it, you are to move out from your positions and follow it. Then you will know which way to go, since you have never been this way before. But keep a distance of about 1,000 yards between you and the ark. Do not go near it. Verse 5, Joshua told the people, consecrate yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do amazing things among you. There are a couple of things that I'd like us to think about here. So first thing, in the new season, there needs to be preparation. Right? And as you see the Israelites go in, there's another thing that I like us to think about, and that is positioning. So there is the preparing, and then there is the positioning. Now, the Israelites are told to do a couple of things. Firstly, to this group of people, Joshua told them, this is what you need to do, okay, to the Reubenites, the Gadites, the half-tribe of Manasseh. This is what you need to do. You need to go in and help. Help fight. Help the other tribes. Now, this is very much in line with what we've been talking about in terms of, you know, the last 2 weeks we've been talking about this. We are connected to one another. We need to learn how to support one another. Activate your faith for someone else, right? And so, Joshua tells these three tribes, hey, this is what you need to do. You need to go in and help. Now, in this season, there will be some of us the Lord is challenging to do more. A lot of times we're scared of the do more. We want more, but we don't want to do more. Agree, huh? But this season, perhaps God may be challenging some of us to do more for the sake of your brothers and sisters. And that is the position that perhaps God will be challenging us. Now, I did mention last week that when we go back, you know, we will be committed to more financially. Why? Because, you know, the people that are there, I mean, the church that is there, we are taking over. Okay, we have proposed to let them use the place during their service time. But that will also mean that we cannot charge them the same rent. We have to lower our rent for them. We have to bear the cost of the electricity because we take back the place. So we are committed to more. And perhaps there are some of us, and I'm not only talking about financially, God will challenge us to commit to more, to help your brothers and sisters. In whatever way the Lord is leading you, you need to come before the Lord and say, God, you know, are you calling me for more? To do more. And that may be the position that God is challenging us to be in. And I believe that for a lot of us, God will be calling us to do that. Support one another. Are you ready to take that position? Amen? Amen? And then, Joshua tells them in chapter 3, these are some other things that you need to do. In verse 5, it says, consecrate yourself. Okay, consecrate yourself for tomorrow, the Lord will do amazing things among you. Now, a lot of times we want, not a lot of times, every time we want to see God do amazing things, right? Who doesn't want to see God do amazing things? All of us do, right? But he says, consecrate yourself, then tomorrow, today, consecrate yourself, tomorrow, God is going to do amazing things. I'm not going to do a study on this word right now today, but basically it means get yourself right. Get yourself right. Set yourself apart for God's purposes. Get yourself right in relation to God. And that would mean move away from all distractions, or move the distractions away from your life. Get it out. Get out and get it out. Some of us need to get out from the distractions. Some of us need to get those distractions out. You know how distractions, a lot of times, come at us like arrows? Get out. We need to consecrate ourselves. Get right with God. That is the second position that we need to take. That I believe that God will challenge every one of us. Number three. Moses tells the Israelites, this is what will happen. The ark will go forward first. When you see the ark move, then you move. Galatians chapter 5, Paul tells the Galatians, 5 verse 25, says, since you are in the Spirit, let's keep step. Galatians 5:25, keep step with the Spirit. Now, that verse itself tells us a couple of things. Number one, it tells us that first of all, in order to keep step with the Spirit, God's Spirit needs to be in us. Else we cannot keep step with the Spirit. You understand what I'm saying? So that whole area of consecration, getting right with God, needs to be established, first of all. How many of you have been to a dance class before? You know, those aerobic kind of thing. Yeah. Oh, church camp. Yeah. We did it in church camp. That's right. We did it in church camp. Yeah. Well, that wasn't really a dance class, but, you know, it's one of those things, that you see right hand, but then you move left hand. You know what I'm talking about? And then the person, you know, make three moves already, then you're like, okay. Those of you who are a little bit more gung-ho and, you know, just do whatever lah. I know some of you like that. But generally, I say generally, for a lot of us, it takes time to get in step, correct? You gotta see the move a couple of times. You know, if this, you know, aerobic instructor or dance instructor or whoever, and there's this group, and you're like standing behind there, hey, how come people get ready? I cannot get yet. You know, and after a while, the steps get faster and faster. You all realize that? You know, the first two bars, maybe they just move left to right. Then, you know, they just move one hand. Then after that, they move two hands, you know, like what we did in church camp. Then after that, you know, hand and leg and everything move together. And then we decide, hey, let's just do our own thing. Yeah. You know, it happens to us a lot of times. We say, hey, keep in step with God, right? The ark goes. And then Joshua says, whenever you see God move, the ark is a representation of the presence of God, right? Let's go. Follow. Okay? But I want to give you this illustration because a lot of times we say, yes, can follow. But you know what happens to us? We only follow to a degree whereby it's comfortable. So if I say, everybody stand up and move left and right like this, everybody follow, no problem. Correct? Hello? Yeah? No problem. I can't really dance. So you're waiting, right? But no. But here we go. If after that, you know, I put in the hand movement and do some, you know, some crazy stuff, even though it's step by step, the reality of it is this. For a lot of us, we come to a point whereby it goes beyond our convenience. It goes beyond what we think we can do, right? And then after that we say, oh, I can't do this. Forget it. Or we start to do our own thing, just to enjoy ourselves. I mean, how many of you been to a dance class or aerobics class or whatever, you know, workout or whatever? You know, after, towards the end, when there are too many moves, you're like, I'll just do my own move, you know. Just sweat it out. That's fine. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of times in the spirit, we are like that. We say, let's keep in step with God. And we're like, okay, God, what are you going to do? Yeah, you know, let's move side to side. No problem, you know. God, I can do this. Come on, let's go. You know, we're all excited, right? And then God says, okay, now put your hands in. And then we're like, okay, let's, you know, try to do this. And after a while, we say, God, too hard. Maybe this is not for me. And worse still, we do our own thing and we are not coordinated with what God wants to do collectively as a team. Right? And we're all over the place. The position that we need to take is one that is coordinated with the Spirit of God.
keeping step with Him all the way until the end of the song. And then we're done. Right? And that is a challenge perhaps for a lot of us, because God takes us through this journey. And the Bible promised us that, you know, God's not going to ask you to do something that you cannot do. In other words, you can learn it. No problem. He knows each and every one of us. The problem is this: we don't take the effort to learn it, to want to do it. And so, there needs to be preparation. Let's get our stuff ready. There needs to be positioning, consecrating ourselves, helping one another, and keeping in step with what God has prepared for us. And the third thing that I'd like us to think about is the encouragement. And that is the promise. So, there is the preparing, there is the positioning, and then there is the promise. Because God said to Moses, I will give you the land. In chapter 1, He tells Joshua that. Joshua. Okay, he tells him, you know, this is what's going to happen. Everywhere your footstep, I'm going to give you that land. Right? And so there is a promise to give the land. There is also the promise that God is with us. God is with us. When the Lord Jesus Christ, now next week, now this week is Christmas, right? Next Sunday, came. One of the names that was given to the Lord Jesus Christ when He was born is His Emmanuel, God with us. Jesus is God with us. When Jesus was about to leave, He said this to His disciples: when I go, another will come, a counselor. You know, that word counselor basically means one who walks alongside you. One who walks alongside, counselor. In other words, and that's referring to the Holy Spirit, right? In other words, God is going to be with us. And that's the promise. And so I want to end by challenging us to not only say, hey, there's all these things to think about and to do. All right, there's preparation. Okay? There is the positioning. We got to do more. We got to consecrate ourselves. We got to keep in step with the Spirit. But above all that, there is the promise that God is with us. That He is with us and He will never leave us. God is with us and He will never leave us. So I end by asking us this question. What's the new season for us? Not only as a church, but also as individuals. As He takes us through this new season, what are some of the things that we need to prepare? How are we going to position ourselves? And then, above all that, how dearly do we hold on to the promise of God? Keep our eyes focused on Him. Let's bow our heads right now. As we bow our heads, let's open our hearts. As we bow our heads, let's say, God, this is all about You taking us through a new season. There will be new things, I know. But Father, we pray that You will keep us on track. There will be maybe difficult things, but let's pray that we will never let go of God's promises. challenging things, but we know that God is with us. Father, we ask, Lord, that you will teach us how to keep in step with you. Teach us, Lord, what it means to be set apart, consecrated for you. Teach us, O Lord, what it means, difficult as it may be, to give more in the encouragement and the support of our brothers and sisters. What it means, Lord, to get our supplies and prepare. So, Father, I pray for each and every one of us here this evening. I ask, O God, that you would prepare each and every one of our hearts, that together, as a church, we would press in into the promised land. We would press in into the things that you have in store for us. And that we will be strong and courageous, because you are with us and you never leave us. We give you thanks. Bless your people. Bless each and every one of us, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.